Hi everyone, welcome to episode 99 of Harry Says Yes. It's the 99th episode in the series of 100 episodes I'm recording in and around the United States of America. I have some very special people with me today, and we're all just so excited about it. It'll be a lot of fun. They're being polite and not talking until I introduce them. First, I'll introduce my co-host for the evening. You may know her from her music videos and rap persona. She was recently at I didn't do a lot of research, but
come on, Harry, get it together.
Welcome to the podcast, Meg Scaff. Meg Scaff.
Uncle Meg.
How you doing, Uncle Meg?
Meg Scaff is my real name, and then Margaret Rose Scaff is my really real name.
Okay, so we're operating on the third level,
but we don't go by government names.
No, of course not.
Unless you're gonna give me, unless you're gonna tax me.
I will not tax you, but I will tax you with the honor of helping me to introduce our guest for the evening.
Our special guest for this evening.
Would you please tell me three things about our guest?
Is Griffin. I've learned about Griffin that he is 23 years old.
That's true.
He went to NYU.
All correct.
And he is currently drinking a beer, so he's not a alcoholic or recovering alcoholic.
No, really, I'm certainly not recovering. Yeah, that's true. I can confirm that.
Yeah, it might be functioning, might be in denial, but he's certainly drinking a
Those
beer.
Are three things about Griffin. Welcome. And he's our special guest tonight.
Welcome to the show, Griffin.
I feel very welcome to be here.
Griffin Simpson.
Griffin Simpson.
No, listen, Griffin, I don't know you at all.
we don't know each other. Yeah. Really at all.
Meg, we've known each other for a while.
Yeah, I know Harry.
This is our first non-work.
We like to be bad when we work together.
We like to have fun when we work together. Yeah, I think sometimes it's good. What do we do that's bad?
I love being bad.
All right. Well,
on we'll set.
Get into all that.
It's one of those podcasts.
Okay. I love being bad and getting paid for it on top of it.
That is what I like, sleeping and getting paid for it.
Right. That's fun too.
Meg, have you ever been on a podcast before?
Yes, I have.
What podcast were you on? This is your first podcast?
I was on Menage a Trois, or however you say that, with... it was a UCB podcast with my homies Diane and Murph Meyer.
Nice. Oh, I know Murph. He's on.
He's on Chris Gethard. Chris Gethard. And awesome. I was on Chris Gethard's show too.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That's
cool.
Legit.
That's like a
real credibility.
Yeah, that's like a real podcast. Now, Griffin.
Oh, really? You guys think I'm credible?
Well, I know. I think Uncle Meg is. Margaret Rose. I'm not
Margaret
sure.
Margaret Rose is not so much.
Bit of an enigma, that one.
Griffin, what's your podcast history?
I have a couple of times been on my friend's podcast.
What's everyone doing?
That is from, he lives in Denver, and so I call in every once in a while.
See, that's, I mean.
It's a whole different scene out there.
Yeah, everyone has
podcasts. It's a wild world. So they all do. They all do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm getting out of the game, guys. You guys, it's
saturation.
Yeah, there's no room for me out here.
Yeah, it's like being a rapper almost.
It's like being a rapper, and we'll talk.
I would say it's exactly like being a rapper. Guys, I think it's a complete parallel.
I have to rent 8 Mile now, so I understand what that's all about. Okay, well, guys, it's the 99th episode of the podcast. We're having a lot of fun here. You guys, I feel like, well, I don't think we're ready for that. Let me just talk about me for a little bit. Guys, I hurt my hand the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was going down some stairs. I slipped. I grabbed the top of the stair area to grab to keep myself from falling. I'm demonstrating it for them. And now there's like a bruise. See that bruise on my hand?
A little bit.
It hurts.
It's a slight discomfort.
I hurt my hand too, see?
Yeah, well that... There's wounds on your hand that.
What, it's a cut.
Yeah. What? Okay. This isn't a competition. I'm just trying.
I'm sorry.
To, it's fine.
I'm sorry. It's
but
fine.
If it's a competition the other way, my hands are fine. Yeah. So I win that one.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely not a competition.
Well,
a reverse
be.
Competition.
It certainly could be.
Yeah. But now it's like I keep like accidentally high fiving and handshaking people, and then it hurts real bad. I had to give you a left-handed handshake earlier.
You really caught me off guard.
Yeah, you seemed really taken aback.
I tried to reject it at first. I tried to insist upon a normal one.
Yeah, but
so your pain, it runs deep.
Yeah, it's like bone deep.
Mine is shallow. It doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah, see, I've had a cut. Is that like a cat situation?
No, I don't know what happened.
Looks like it might be a cat situation.
I quit smoking and I blinded out with rage the other night. I don't know what happened.
Well, that's good. At least I guess it's like longer health for a short term.
It is. Sure is.
Griffin, you smoke? What's your deal?
I do smoke. All right. Just smoked before I walked into this building.
Wow. In fact.
Yeah. So that is my deal.
That's
great. I'm a bad influence on all the kids.
Yeah. Now, Uncle Meg, do you think that you're a good influence on all the kids?
This absolutely is way more
interview-y than I usually get on
absolutely, the podcast. Absolutely not.
Good. Because you like to be bad.
Yes.
All right.
And get paid for it.
And get paid for it. Exactly.
Guys, speaking of being bad, I made a bad decision and I'm hosting my own birthday party on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I believe you both have been invited to it via Facebook.
On Facebook?
Right? Yeah, you guys can come by.
It'd be a huge faux pas if we had it. And you're just telling us now.
It would be. That would be embarrassing for everyone involved. But that is not the case. I've only thrown four parties.
Right.
This will be the fourth party.
Is it here?
It is here in my apartment in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, where you are currently...
Mm-hmm. Occupied.
Yeah.
With Francesca.
With Francesca and Khaleesi. They're both going to be here.
Dope.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Khaleesi's there, I'm there.
But I just, you know, I just always get real nervous about it. Makes me real nervous. Like, what if nobody shows up? What if everybody shows up? Both of those, those are bad.
One's way better, though.
When is your real birthday, Harry?
My real birthday is on Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a Taurus?
I am a Taurus.
Me too.
Yeah, because yours was on... Friday.
And I had a birthday party, and I felt the same exact way.
Oh, thanks for the invite, bro.
It's too much. I invited you on Facebook, Harry. I invited everyone.
Well,
it was an open public invitation.
I only got a private
So technically, I was invited too.
You were invited, and you didn't make it.
Well, thank
Griffin.
You so much for the invitation. I was hosting my own party on that night. I was. Well, like, you know, invitations get lost in the mail. I don't know.
Gets right. lost through the internet sometimes.
All right, so
things happen.
Great, you guys have both recently thrown parties.
We're party people.
How did your parties go? Did everything go according to plan, Meg?
Yes, it did. But, you know, there's always expectations on your birthday. You try not to have them, and you do.
Yeah.
But it was a wonderful party.
Yeah.
It was totally wacky. You would have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it the thing?
It was at Videology.
Oh, yeah, it was the Videology. It was so late.
Screening.
It was
oh, my
like,
God.
It was like 11:30
And that was not even my doing.
Yeah.
What did you guys watch?
We were watching my last music video that came out that day, and then we watched there's a vampire biker movie that my friend Eric directed.
Cool.
And that everybody was in. So they screened scenes from that. And that shit is so wacky. It's like, it's so good. It's so good. It's so fucking funny.
Very fun. What did you do at your party?
It was a Satanist themed party.
Whoa, that's so tight.
It was tight. Yeah, I was very happy with how it went. I was most happy with, I had this, this like notebook, and I wrote like, I hereby like solemnly like, you know, swear eternal allegiance to Satan. And I had people sign it when they came in.
Nice.
So I'm really hoping it's like all real. Like I'm really hoping like the devil exists and like God exists. And like obviously like I was the first one to sign it. Certainly I'm going to hell at this point.
Yeah.
But my homie Lucifer is going to be like, you got like 19 hipsters to ironically pledge
right,
their soul to
right,
hell. Like,
yeah.
You get a good seat.
So you're going to be like the prince.
I'm going to be like a lower lordling, I think, in hell and try and work my way up from there.
That's nice. That's like a good result of a party.
Yeah.
Definitely just getting like a good space in hell.
Credibility
like if you don't want to murder somebody, like that's the next route to take.
I'm just going to get like a lot of balloons, some streamers.
So no one's signing their eternal soul.
I hadn't thought about it.
Do we? Are we gonna?
Not
cut,
very hardcore.
Are we gonna like do like blood brothers? Like you cut your finger open when you enter the
just
door.
It just seems kind of messy, right? Like that, just like you'd get. There'd be blood stains all over the place. It's not
blood
a Halloween party.
Blood is fun.
Blood is fun.
Right.
I'm with you on that.
I love blood.
I love blood.
That's fine.
And I love bleach.
All right. None of that will be at my party. Maybe bleach for cleaning up.
That could be fun.
I don't know. Maybe I'll make everyone go to hell, or maybe I'll invite a biker gang. Probably won't, though.
We set a pretty high standard.
I can bring them over.
Please don't bring a biker gang to my apartment.
He's just being modest. I think he really wants you.
Look at him smiling. He really does.
This is my nervous grin.
The audience can't tell, but he is like, he's got two thumbs like both up, and he's nodding yes vigorously.
No, I can't give a thumbs
They're
up. My
not
hand hurts
what you too. Think they are.
The bikers?
They're so nice.
To who though? To you? Everyone's nice to you. You're a puck-like character.
Because if people get mad at me, I just say I'm pretty, or I'm funny.
Yeah, they're.
Then they don't know what to say. So.
I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, I do. And we have different.
They would never hurt you, Harry.
I think they would.
They would never hurt you, Harry.
I think they would.
No, they wouldn't.
We're coming to this with a lot of assumptions about these fellas. No. could be very
You
nice
need to invite Tito to your party before he goes to jail, Harry.
Why is Tito going to jail?
For guns.
A lot of guns.
I don't want Tito, the gun-toting biker, to come to my party. I'm sure he's lovely.
He's great.
Was he at your Satanist party?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
No, because he was at my party.
He Skyped in. He FaceTimed.
Yeah. He sent an e-signature to the,
exactly
to the thing.
Exactly right.
Oh, boy. All right, guys.
Old Tito.
We're having a lot of fun. But I think that we got to know you guys a little more. I think you guys know each other a little better.
Yes,
I think that's
totally
all true.
I'd like you to prove that in a little game called Fact for Fact. Can I please hear the theme song to Fact for Fact?
Fact for fact.
Is it fiction? Is it fact?
It's fact for fact.
Is it true or is it not?
It's fact for fact.
With Harry.
And it's fact for fact.
And Co.
Great. That was great. I like that it went on about two verses too long. Fact for fact. So how this game works is I'm not going to say anything. Meg, you're going to tell me a fact about Griffin. Mm-hmm. And then he'll say whether or not that's a fact or it's not a fact. And then Griffin, then you need to do the same thing about Megan. We'll keep going back and forth until somebody gets something wrong or until we get tired and decide to move on.
Okay.
Meg, would you lay a Griffin fact on me? Now, you already said a few earlier.
Right.
You can reuse those if you want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's up to you.
Griffin smokes half a bag a day.
That is science fiction.
Oh no!
Between two and three cigarettes.
Cigarettes a day?
That's good.
I know. I'm really strict about keeping myself.
Oh my god! I am so jealous.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Try and keep that in control, and every once in a while, I'll go like a week without smoking, just to like prove that I can and that I'm not.
Oh my god!
A slave to the American Spirit Corporation.
Yeah, an addict.
Wow.
To the...
That's impressive.
It is impressive. How many? Before you quit smoking, how many?
Oh,
how much...
honey. Once I have one, I can't stop.
Are you like chain smoker type situation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, if I start at 3 p.m., I forced myself to quit because I bought a pack of $16 cigarettes in Manhattan. And I wanted to throw them away immediately, but I said to myself, I'm not going to waste $16.
No.
That's a waste of money, right?
So I just
sat in my backyard from 3 p.m. to midnight and smoked the whole thing. And I made myself so sick, I never had one again.
Well, I have some questions about that story.
Okay.
You don't think it checks out?
No, I believe it all happened. But why did you buy them in the first place?
Because I was upset.
Oh, okay. So it was an emotional purchase.
It was an emotional purchase.
They get you when you're weak. Yeah.
It was a very emotional purchase.
Yeah. Okay.
And usually I buy the $8 discounts in Bushwick.
Okay.
Right? And I had been just doing Lucy's, quitting, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, two or three, just
exactly,
like Griffin over here was doing.
How do you do that? Do you have to, like, go to a store and say, can I buy a Lucy's, Lucy? A Lucy Goosey?
Yeah, you say, let me get two Lucy's.
Huh.
Two more.
That's like I smoked a little bit when I lived in Indiana, because cigarettes were, like, $4 a pack.
Oh, right. That's like West Virginia.
And then I moved here, and it's crazy. I feel bad even, like, bumming cigarettes when I'm drunk, because it's just so much money.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go to a bodega that is, like, selling illegal tax-free cigarettes.
Yeah. That's what you do, isn't it?
That's exactly what you do. Yeah, it's the only sustainable model of smoking.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's so crazy. All right. Well, okay. So, Griffin, can I hear a Meg fact?
Meg started her rap career when she was in her senior year of high school.
That is false.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
What a rookie mistake.
You know what? I started rapping in 2012 when I graduated college.
What? Go ahead.
Is there some sort of, is it just a coincidence that it happened when you graduated, or had you been like building up to it your time at college?
It was a wild card. When I graduated, I had no idea I wanted to be a rapper.
What was your degree?
Film.
Film.
That's what I still do. That's how I work with Harry. I operate cameras and
she's
shit.
She's a very talented film type of person.
But I thought I was going to make movies and shit, and then I was like, fuck that. I'm going to be a rapper. Because I met two other girls that were rappers, and we started a whole group together.
And that was at Handjob Academy?
Yeah, and that was Handjob Academy. Yeah.
And is Handjob Academy still a thing? Or are you like kind of on hiatus?
We're on a hiatus. Yeah? We are on a hiatus.
You're focusing on Uncle Meg.
Exactly.
Currently?
We're focusing on Uncle Meg. For now.
For now.
Yeah. For now. We've taken a hiatus from Handjob for the next
year. I am like almost 100% positive that I've heard of Handjob Academy.
Really?
Yeah, I am like no
Shark Week?
No lie. I don't know.
Lena Dunham?
I don't know what from, but I'm sure I've heard of it. Wow. Yeah, it strikes a familiar chord.
It's good stuff.
I should listen to it.
Yeah, you will. I guarantee you will.
It's wacky. But yeah, I started rapping because Ash Wednesday and Clara Business... and we all met.
Yeah,
it was tight.
And you still do use your like not only in your day job, but like your music videos are.
Oh yeah,
they're great. They're so cool.
I'm blessed.
You are, and so are we to know you. I'd say. I mean, I don't
truly,
want to go out on a limb, but
truly, truly, truly blessed to know you, Harry.
What a blessed group we are.
What a blessed.
What a
group.
Truly blessed group. Except for you, of course. Who have sold
I sold my soul to the devil. Yeah. Blessed is maybe like a kind of an insensitive term.
You need an
to
exorcism. You need an exorcism.
That'd be fun.
I don't know. I don't want to force their religion on me. I'm very happy with my choice in Lucifer.
All right. Whatever makes you happy.
For now. Man. For now.
Yeah, it's true. So Meg, let's hear one more
fact about Griffin. Griffin grew up religious.
I did not grow up. I was like baptized, and I went to. I guess I was an altar boy, so maybe I grew up religious.
I would say that. That's
but
funny.
You didn't believe that.
Yeah,
you didn't believe it. You didn't believe it.
No, my whole family. We went to like the Episcopal Church, which I think is still like a dope institution. It happens to be like God's not real, but they're like a
they're
cool
fine.
Group
they're
of people.
They're fine. Yeah, yeah.
So we went there like, and we did like you know like. You know, Bible school and all that stuff. And then, like, I got to talking to my parents around, like, 11 or 12. And it's like, oh, like, neither of these people believe in God.
Yeah.
They just, like, the church is nice. It's, like, a nice community.
Yeah, nice community.
Like, it's people. I come from a very, like, small town, too. So it's like, you know.
Where are you from?
I'm from the New York-Canadian border.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. I like it. It's the
Canada's cool.
Canada is cool. I was born in Canada. I am
really?
A dual citizen.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
dang,
yeah.
I would have never guessed.
Neither
would.
Right? That's why we play this game.
This is how that's we get to know
cool.
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big fan. The Thousand Islands is the name of the region.
Like mm-hmm. the salad
the dressing. Exactly. Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the first thing everyone says?
Easy, yeah. Or if they don't say it, I say it. Like,
yeah.
Like the dressing. Yeah.
Is that where it comes from?
Yeah. So it used to. Wow. So it's this really like massive island archipelago uh-huh. on the St. Lawrence River where it meets Lake Ontario. And like before people could fly to like warm places, it was like a big like celebrity place. Like presidents went out there. Like a lot of people retreated there for the summer because it was like cool in terms of like temperature, but it was still like this beautiful like river mm-hmm. and all like fishing and boating and all that stuff. And so some famous actress in the 20s was on like her like fucking yacht, and some guy made her this dressing, and she's like, oh, this dressing's great. I'm gonna start like making it when I go back to Hollywood.
And that bitch trademarked that
and
shit.
She trademarked it, exactly. And so now we're forever known for this disgusting dressing.
Isn't that ketchup tasting one?
It's ketchup, relish, and like mayonnaise. It's horrible.
Oh, weird. Hell no.
It's don't have it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever.
It's not good.
I'm not like a dressing guy. Like I get salads and I just get the suggested one, but I don't know what the difference is.
I struggle with salad.
Yeah. But it's difficult.
It's really difficult. It's really difficult to like want.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I go through like a phase, like maybe in a period of a year, maybe there's three times where I'm like, oh, I want a salad.
Yeah. I tend to go, if you're going for a healthy lunch, sometimes you're working in an office, you got to get a healthy lunch.
Exactly.
You're just sitting there all day. I don't even know what do you do, Griffin?
I get a salad. What do I do for work or what
yeah,
do I do for
whatever.
Lunch?
Whatever. Who cares?
Okay. It's a fucking I work in a law firm. I'm a paralegal.
Oh, cool.
It's not. No.
Much better Call Saul. Cool. I really care about the legal process.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is what it is.
Dang. That's pretty crazy. All
right? Yeah. I work right next to the stock exchange in the financial district. So
oh, lordy.
I'm real corporate. Yeah, except it's not corporate law. It's the opposite, actually. But it's
what's the opposite of corporate law?
So we represent employees. So we do like big class actions for like restaurant workers or like construction workers or like unpaid interns who get like screwed over by their employer.
Oh, nice.
And then like so all we do is sue big companies, which like I love.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah, yeah. It's we could be doing
standing
like, the
up
opposite.
For the little guy.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to.
Somebody's
damn
fucking
it.
Got to. They ain't out for like fucking billions of dollars here. They standing up for the little guy. That's pretty tight, Griffin.
Yeah, it's certainly better than working on the other side.
Yeah.
That would be a huge bummer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, great. Guys, this has been a great segment. I think it went well. Let's hear that closing theme. For fact, for fact.
Fact for fact.
Were they all facts?
Or were they fiction?
Great, that was awesome, guys.
Okay,
you
that,
guys
that was
really
that
work
was
well together.
I know we have some sort of musical chemistry.
Also, you guys played that game differently than anyone else has ever played it.
Usually, oh, because we didn't say
you
facts.
Didn't say
we
facts.
Just guessed.
You guessed things, and it was great.
Oh, because we're brave. We're not. We're not cowards. Not to disparage everyone else who's better than this podcast.
I didn't mean to say that. Like, if I had seen you on the street in Manhattan, that I would be like, oh, this guy? Religious!
This motherfucker loves Christ.
All right, guys. So, the next game... Oh, first of all, what are you guys' middle names?
We I'm know not yours judging you.
Griffin, what's your middle name?
My middle name is Joseph.
Joseph. Nice.
Griffin Joseph Simpson.
It's a good name.
Thank you.
All right, so middle names are covered.
What's your middle name?
Clarence.
Oh, that's a good one.
Whoa, Harry Clarence you Nelson look like fourth. A Clarence.
You do look like the fourth?
The fourth.
Wow, that's strong.
Yeah.
That's strong as hell.
It's good. That's what's on my birth certificate, but I don't know my father's side very well, but
it's a lot of pressure.
I don't think that I'm actually the fourth. I found out recently.
You think someone just said they were like the third?
Yeah, I think my dad just said he was the third, and then now I'm the fourth forever. But I don't think there's really three other
but
ones.
But you don't feel the pressure
of naming my son
of the fifth.
The fifth. No. I think if I had like three sons, one of them would probably be named Harry. But first one, probably not. I just want to buck the system. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm all about. I'm all about the little guy, like Griffin over here.
Just like me.
Okay, so we know you pretty well, but we want to get to know you even more with the following game. Mm-hmm. It's a little game. It's going to get deep into your psyches.
Oh, God.
It's called Ask Harry a Question. It's where you ask me a question. Everyone judges you on how interesting the question is. Can I please hear the opening theme to Ask Harry a Question?
Ask Harry a question.
Who you gonna ask? Who you gonna ask?
Ask Harry a question.
You're asking Harry, talking to Harry.
Great. Guys.
So this is a serious game, right?
I mean, whatever. You can make it fun. I know you like to have fun. Or you can make it bad. You know you like to be bad?
Bad, 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 bad.
You can do whatever you want. It's your whatever. I'm a relatively open book. Meg, as usual, we'll start with you.
Okay, great. All right, Harry.
What up?
What was it like when you came out to your parents?
What was it like when I came out to my parents? Well, I'm just
intense.
I'm
intense.
It's an intense question.
Hard-hitting show.
It's a hard-hitting question. It was like pretty casual. It was just sort of like bringing up the fact that it like, oh yeah, my boyfriend and I blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
And then just we, you know, as you do in the Midwest, just continued not to talk about it.
Word, word, word.
Oh.
Yeah, not much. It was like long overdue, for sure.
They probably knew.
Yeah,
probably
right?
Right?
Like, I'm sure, like, when I was four, I, like, sucked a dick or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
we've all been
and
four.
And that's why you're gay.
Yeah.
You know?
That's one thing leads to another.
So, was there one parent or a family member that you were more worried about than the other?
I was worried about my grandfather, but he died before I had a chance.
Perfect.
Yeah, so. Mine did too.
You played that well. You just gotta
he was
wait
like, why do you keep cutting your hair shorter and shorter? I'm like, bitch, what you think?
Take a guess, Grandpa. You're smarter than this, Grandpa. You can figure it out.
Grandpa, have you never seen a dyke before?
Oh. But... You never got the chance to say those beautiful words to him.
You know what? We had a really nice time right before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He was so delusional that he actually was nice to me the first time, and he said he liked my haircut. So,
that's nice.
So I was like, you know what? Let's fucking go out with a bang, man.
Yeah.
Forgiven.
That's great.
Rest in peace, dog.
When my grandfather died, I had a similar, like, we were like, fine, but, like, definitely, like, he was like, when he was near the end, he like wanted to give me a bunch of advice.
Yeah.
Like you do. But then one of the advice, because he died of like, I think like prostate cancer.
Yeah, same so like, with my grandpa.
So like some of the advice he gave, like his last piece of advice he gave to me was like, make sure to get your prostate checked.
That could end up saving your life.
You know what? Maybe that's a symptom of like prostate cancer is like you become nice like right before you pass, right?
Might just be the like crazy amount of drugs he was on as well.
That'll do it.
But yeah, thanks for your very intense question.
You're welcome.
Griffin, it's your turn.
So do we think, reading the room, another intense question, or pivot to something
hey,
like...
Hey, whatever, man.
So what's like the worst you ever played somebody, you know?
The worst I ever played somebody?
Like what's, you know, like, you don't have to go into like names.
Oh, jeez.
But just like general description.
I don't know. I feel like I'm
because you seem like a pretty nice guy, so I'm sure it's not that bad.
No, Harry's an angel, but we want to see what Harry's dark side is.
I don't know.
Exactly right.
I don't know if it's playing them. Like, so before
I just mean like not play as in like the worst you've ever like treated somebody.
Yeah, this was like this is something I at the time I don't know. So like two roommates ago, before Jake and Bernadette lived here, and before the guy who lived there before him, Matt Griffin, lived here, I lived with a Norwegian foreign. He's Norwegian, so he's foreign. I don't know why I classified it that way. His name doesn't matter. But he was a random roommate that I moved in with. Maybe 6 months into him living here, we began hooking up, and then it sort of ended badly a couple of months later, and then that whole relationship ended with me like, hey, I found a new roommate, so you're gone in September, man. And he's fine now.
That's fine.
It's like
that's
he's
fine,
like, wait,
Harry.
He moved to Bushwick, lived with like 17
fine.
People. He's doing
having
great.
A great time.
He's doing great. He's he lands
that's
on his
so
feet. They've yet to kick him out of the country, so everything's great.
Have you ever ghosted on anybody?
I have ghosted on somebody. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, I just wasn't ready to be in a relationship, and I didn't want to have a conversation about it. So
you were in a relationship and
I
you
mean,
ghosted?
It wasn't a relationship. We went on a few dates.
If we fine. Asked this other person, would they say it was a relationship?
Yeah.
Also, yes.
Yes.
I mean, we ended up eventually having a conversation about
all right,
it. But it wasn't my idea about it. I mean, it was like, we went on a few dates. I was like, eh. I just, like, didn't text him or whatever because I didn't feel like texting him. It wasn't like I made it a conscious decision to. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm on trial and I hate it. and then, you know, one thing leads to another and you stop talking to the person. Have you ever ghosted on somebody?
Mm.
Meg?
No.
Griffin?
Not a
relationship.
It wasn't a relationship. It was like we knew each other for like a month.
I'll ghost on people that I ain't like intimate with.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't really, you know, I've done that, but
sure. Yeah, I don't know. I was young. It was like 2 years ago.
It's okay.
You live and you learn.
Now I feel like shit.
Sorry about the dark question.
Sorry.
I said it was okay.
All right, well, that's Ask Carrie a Question. Can I please hear the closing theme to Ask Carrie a Question?
Ask Carrie a Question.
Learn a little about Harry.
Bring him down.
Make it dark.
Ask Carrie a Question. Thanks, guys. So, I think that we've reached the end of the first half of the podcast.
Time flies.
Time does fly when you're having fun. And I like to think that we're having a lot of fun.
When you're having fun.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. How about in this break, I play a little bit of a Uncle Meg song so that everyone
Perfect.
Knows what they're dealing with.
Perfect.
Great.
Perfect.
What song should I play?
What's your favorite song?
What song should I play?
Let's play the new one.
The new one. Here
Let's
we go.
It.
Take it away.
Because all I do is blah, blah, myself, pity, and comedy. Rap will never get me far. But the Vikings in the Misfits, they all tell me I'm a star. Welcome, Mother New Year, and I promise to love me. Not to get back up, popping pills, sipping bubbly. You from the CIA? Sit there, look at me funny, cause I'm a fiend. And I bubble with this greed in my tummy. And yo, I don't got a chopper, but my friend does.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Harry Says Yes, episode 99. Tonight, another episode. I'm here with Meg and Griffin.
Hello.
Still here.
Hey guys, good to see you. I think that, you know, I wasn't sure how this was going to go. I think it's going really well.
Really?
Glad to hear it.
Why yeah. was? Why were you not sure?
I don't know. I just, like, Meg, we're friends, but
yeah,
this is the first time we've ever not seen each other at work.
Right.
Griffin, you don't know who I am.
Not at all.
We've met a couple times before this.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I apologize. you really caught me in a corner on this one.
I thought that was the theme of tonight's program, is making each other feel like shit.
Should have got that. So then we do know each other.
Yeah,
we've
friends.
Met before.
Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
You we remember, Griffin. You remember.
I do remember.
You remember.
He has an unforgettable face.
I think I do. Yeah.
No. Yeah. But who knows? But part of the thing I really like about this podcast is like getting people that I just would like to sit down and have like a conversation with for an hour or whatever.
Exactly.
Bringing them and making them do that in my apartment. And I'll miss that when the show is over very soon. Anyway, up next is a game. It's a game segment. We're just games from here on in.
Games.
Cool.
You guys like games? Are you competition oriented?
Not really.
I'm not really that competitive.
All right, well, then this will be a real chill time for everyone involved. First game is, it's a new game. A lot of new games for the second to last episode tonight, but, you know, I was bored at work. So this game's called Do You Care? Can I please hear the opening theme to Do You Care?
Do you care? Do you care?
We all want to know.
Do you care? Do you care?
And say on Harry's show.
All right, great job, guys.
That's good.
All right, so how this game will work is it's called Do You Care? I'm going to say a thing, and you're going to say either, I don't care, or yes, I admit, I care about that.
Okay.
Great. All right. That's all there, and then if you want, you can talk about
it, but
you don't have to. That's fun. This podcast is so much fun. All right, so the first thing is space.
I care.
It's, yes, I admit, I care about that.
Sorry. No. So sorry to lose on the first round. Yes, I admit I care.
Yes, I admit I care.
Why do you guys care about space? I don't care about space.
It's that the planets right now, I think the planets are fucked right now.
What does that mean?
They're all out of line. Shit's wacky, dude.
Like astrology-wise?
Mercury is in retrograde.
Of course it is. I feel like it always is.
It always is.
Ever since
the great thing about Mercury.
Because communication is off. That's the great thing about Mercury. Sunspots. It's always on its period, just bleeding all over everyone.
I don't know much about space, but that's.
Why do you care about space, Griffin?
I think it's the future, man. It's space, like colonies. I'm big into like Star Trek, like.
So he's talking about science.
I'm talking about yeah.
And
I'm talking
about what is that?
Astrology.
Faith.
We're the perfect pair between the two of us.
Yeah,
I'm the Scully. She's the Mulder.
Yeah, you're the Jack. You're the Jack. He's the dude, the bald dude from Lost. What's the bald dude from
John
Lost?
John Locke.
Man of science, man of faith.
Truly.
Anyway, up next is Drake.
I do not care.
I don't care.
Great. Yeah, me neither. He was on Degrassi. I liked Degrassi when that was a thing.
Never saw it.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
It was pretty good. But now he's always talking about stuff. He's always in everyone's music video.
People really like him, I guess.
Yeah. Up next is Kid Rock.
I definitely don't care.
I do not care. No. Well, I don't know. Do you care if you hate something?
Do you hate? That's
a good question.
I think I would say yes. I do care. I hate him. I'm angry that he's out there. I'm angry that people listen to him. I'm angry that like we just like let it happen. We are complicit. We are all complicit.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about him now. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, you admit you care about Kid Rock.
I care. Yeah. But negatively.
I'm pretty irrelevant. I've never looked into it that much. But I'm sure if I did look into it, I would be on the same page as Griffin.
Yeah.
Tough to come out positive on Kid Rock.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's true. All right, great. He had the little sidekick for a while. That was strange. What was that all about?
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're
sidekick,
talking about.
Josie, he was like a little person that was sitting next to me.
It's blocked out of my brain. It's blocked out of my brain.
He died somehow. I don't remember why.
Who? Oh.
Josie, his little sidekick. Anyway, up next is the sun burning out in 5 billion years.
I do not care.
I don't care.
Yeah, right? We're going to be long dead.
Yeah.
Like, just
I'm
so
not
going to
have
dead.
Kids, whatever.
Yeah, and even if you did, odds are they're not going to be around in 5 years.
Exactly. Years.
Although medical science being what it is.
That's true. We live in an exciting time.
We do.
But what if it's sooner?
The sun burning out?
Yeah.
Then I do
But
care.
It's not, right, Harry?
Not according to this data I have in front of me.
No, but Harry, I'm asking you. You promise?
I promise you that the sun will not burn out in your lifetime.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
I feel reassured, too.
Happy to do that for you. Up next is Beyonce.
I do not care.
Yeah, I don't care. I didn't go searching for that video on Tidal today, yeah. Which means I'm pretty irrelevant.
Yeah.
I YouTubed it once, her new video. I couldn't find it, so I said, you know what? I'm just going to let it go because... I don't care.
Tidal exclusive, and right? I think that that's dumb. It was on HBO for a while. I feel like everyone was watching it over the weekend, talking about Beyonce.
Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce. Why is everybody shitting their pants about it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You gotta work on your own relationship.
Exactly
right.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Fuck that.
We all gotta make our significant other happy out here.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Fuck Beyonce. Because
when the sun burns out in 5 million years.
Billion years.
We're not known who Beyonce was.
No. Yeah, so fuck Beyonce. I mean, she's fine. I'm not against her. I just don't
I'm
care.
Not against her.
I don't care. Coachella?
I don't care.
Do not care.
Don't care either. Who cares? Seems like a bunch of
There are flower crowns, I guess.
Yeah,
everybody's doing the flower crowns.
Spinning around.
I'm very anti-West Coast in general, so like...
Yeah. Me too,
I
man.
I write off pretty much everything
East
I do.
Coast forever.
I completely agree.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm from the South, you're from the North.
Yeah.
We still
together,
fucking get
exactly,
along, dude.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, I'm here too, guys.
He's from
Midwest.
Fuck
you guys.
Nothing wrong with it.
Midwest.
But it ain't the East.
Midwest is just wacky. I'm from the Southern Midwest, kind of. You know what I mean?
I don't know geography. Up next is your coworker's children.
I guess I don't care. Yeah, you know, if I'm speaking plainly,
I admit that I do care.
You do care.
Yes,
that's
There's
nice.
A very special little 8-year-old girl in my life.
Oh well, if you know the kid,
oh.
I'm talking about like just the coworkers or so. Like, oh my kid.
Does making fun of babies count as caring?
Do you care about making fun of babies?
I do.
Yeah,
it, because
I guess
it
does.
Helps the
it
time
does.
Go by
it certainly
faster.
Does.
Sure. All right. So
I care.
Great. See, this is good. Up next is Deflategate.
I do not care.
No.
No, neither do I. I'm not even completely sure what it is.
I don't know either. Like, you look.
So
Harry looked at me and I'm like.
Footballs. Compressed
footballs. Were like under deflated, maybe.
Yeah. It makes it easier to grip.
I thought you said the flight gate. Like, I'm like, what? Like, airports?
I don't care about that either.
Or like, what? Like, I don't know what that even means.
Unless I'm trying to catch a fight. In which case, I do care about
I do care about that. I really do care. I do really care about that.
Up next is Bones.
I care about
Bones. I care about Bones.
Well, guys, will you say it correctly?
Yes, I admit I do care about Bones.
I'll admit I care about Bones.
All right, yeah, they're part of your body. They're like they without your skeleton, you'd be like gelatin, according to Mr. Body. Up next is Game of Thrones.
Yes, I admit I do care about Game of Thrones.
I'll admit I care about Game of Thrones.
I do too.
I really like Khaleesi.
Yeah, she's nice.
I kept up with it for a while, and you know, I just really want to watch her in the dragons. That's all.
Did you watch the season 6 premiere last night?
I did not.
It's good.
I did. I'm a big Melisandre booster. So
oh,
was,
so that was a big.
I got to see a lot of her.
Yeah, sure did.
In some lights that I guess I hoped I hadn't wasn't going to.
Did you read the books and stuff?
I did read the books and stuff.
Did we go to that Game of Thrones thing together?
Ah, which one?
At the Barclay Center.
No, we didn't.
No?
We did not. No, because you probably went with, like, Chris and, like, Nathan and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there.
Right.
But
wasn't
I'm sure
there.
We've, we know, we have some mutual friends who are pretty into the whole thing.
Have you read the books and stuff?
That was, you asked me that, like, 30 seconds ago. The answer is yes, I have. Big fan of them all.
Do we go to that Game of Thrones thing together?
So it turns out we did.
All right, up next is A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah, I do care about that.
I don't care.
Yes, I admit that I do care.
Thank you. All right, yeah, that's fine. Up next is The Election.
I admit I do care about that. I'm super into politics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I admit that I care.
I don't care.
But
I mean, I care.
Who
you
did
don't
you
care?
Vote? Who did you vote for?
I care in as much as like I voted and like I. Like,
I care to a certain extent.
I care to a certain extent. I never want to talk about it.
I don't know if my vote counts though.
Do you think your vote counts?
Do you think the whole election is rigged in New York?
No, I don't.
Are you a Hillary supporter?
I voted for Bernie, but I am a Hillary supporter, which is a little contradictory.
I voted for Bernie, but I would choose Hillary.
Yeah, I think Hillary's dope, but I want to push the party like as left as possible. And yay. So the lower her margin of victory is, the better we all
are. I think we're all in agreement here.
I think we're all in agreement. No need to fight or anything.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Right? No, guys, stop fighting.
Stop fighting about politics.
What about like French fries versus freedom fries? Like that whole debate from 2002?
It's a freedom fry.
Shortly after 9/11, there was a thing where France like did something.
They didn't want to go into Iraq with us.
Yeah, so like it became a thing where like certain people were calling French fries freedom fries as a protest against France.
Yeah, I admit I do care about that. For how much I hate that, I hate that was a thing.
Sounds corny.
Yeah, it was stupid as hell.
Diner in my hometown lists freedom fries on the menu still to this day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's great. It's on Flapjacks in Lebanon, Indiana. Check it out.
I'll never go.
So they changed the name of French fries
to freedom fries.
Hate that shit.
Oh, she's so angry. My God.
Up next is the internet.
I'll admit I do care.
I guess I kind of don't care.
You don't care about the internet?
Yeah, I mean, like, I like it. I know it's like a very important thing, and it's like good, and it makes the world more like efficient and like.
But you need to know when to reel it back and step
exactly
back.
Right. Like, there's a lot
on a personal level.
Exactly, there's a lot of fun things in the world. Like, I'm not. Let's not get too into like.
You can't spend the internet your whole as a society on you know? The internet. Sure,
yeah, I'm not like a Reddit guy. I don't really do a lot of like that stuff.
You part of the reason I asked you to be here tonight is because I follow you on Twitter.
I do tweet.
And you're just like such a weirdo there.
I'm a super weirdo on Twitter.
That's great.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But, nothing to take too seriously, folks.
Exactly.
You on Twitter, Meg?
I am.
I don't know if I follow you on Twitter.
I sure am.
We'll get all that out in the
We'll link up.
Yeah. Finally is fishermen. Last thing, fishermen. Do you guys care about fishermen?
I don't care.
Well, I guess I do not care about
fishermen. I think it's pretty cool, but I don't think about
it. Nothing against it. A lot of fishing where I'm
fish?
From. I love
like
fish.
Seafood I fish. People? Then you should probably care about
it. I fish, but all I catch are baby sharks.
Why?
Is that like a curse?
In South Carolina, I go fishing, and they get baby sharks.
That'd be weird. Somebody put a hex
on you.
On you
and all you catch, no matter where you go.
No, seriously. Sharks. All I catch are baby sharks.
That's pretty
then
cool.
Then when you can't get the hook out, sometimes you cry.
Do they taste good?
I don't eat it. Wow. I don't eat it. I put them back.
Trying to load this next game. Oh, there we go. Okay, great. That's how you play. Do you care?
Let me hear that
closing theme. Thanks, guys.
I like that one, Harry.
Do you care?
Do you care? Do you care? Like you wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. And you wear no underwear.
Great. Do you care? So this next game is also a new game. It's called Who Dat At? I guess let me hear that opening theme.
Who that at? Who that at?
Where that
ass?
To it now. To it now.
Oh, wow. All right. Fuck. All right. So I have, you know what? We never did announcements.
Oh, you're right. By God, you're right.
God damn it.
We did
order
it.
In the court.
Should we just do those now, or is it crazy? Do you guys want to do announcements before?
I think we have to.
I think we should, right?
Yes.
It's like our duty, yeah. Okay, fuck.
Secretary's break.
Guys, we'll get right back to Who Dat At in just a second. But first, Meg, as the co-host, it is your responsibility to read these announcements. Do you think you can handle it?
Uh-huh. I can handle it.
There you go.
Announcements. Podcast has a Twitter.
It does.
At Harry Podcast.
Now, Meg, what kind of things do you think people should tweet at me?
I think that people should tweet questions for you for your next segment, you know, about Harry. More, I think people should get more deeper into your psyche.
That'd be great.
Pull back the layers.
Because I think you just shut us out and put up the wall a little too early, Harry.
You really did.
You gotta reach out to your fans.
You guys bonded way harder than I expected you to, way too early.
United front.
Yeah. Aren't you glad we didn't get to know each other right before?
I am, Mary. I really am.
Podcast has an email. Harry at HarrySaysYes.com.
It's true. I bought the domain. Do you guys own any domain names?
I sure do. I own MegScaff.com.
It's good.
And I own HandJobAcademyMusic.com.
Do you not own UncleMeg.com?
I do not.
Gotta buy that.
Really?
Should buy it.
Really? For
Why
real?
Not?
For
Why
real?
Not?
For
yeah.
real?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you become
if
you're
Uncle Meg.
If you're
okay.
Uncle Meg,
you yeah,
become a
I
thing,
can't.
Some asshole's gonna get it and make
yeah.
you buy it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can't. We can't. Yeah. We can't deal with that.
So if you're listening to this, go to UncleMeg.com and if
buy
it's not
it
a thing,
right
buy it right now.
You're not even on the ground floor.
Yeah. Well then I'll buy Uncle Meg Music.
Yeah, so was just Handjob Academy already taken? And if so, by who?
By adolescent Asian porn.
Oh,
Handjobacademy.com is yeah. adolescent Asian little girl porn.
Oh, bummer.
So don't do that. Don't go there.
Don't accidentally
don't
go there.
Don't go there unless you're into that kind of sickness.
Whitehouse.com situation. You guys remember Whitehouse.com growing up?
No.
Whitehouse.com was porn and Whitehouse.gov was the government agency for the White House. So when you're in like computer lab in school, they were like, make sure not to go. Anyway, what's up next?
Record something with your phone and send it into the podcast. It's so easy. This brings
so easy.
Us to our next segment. Where that ass. Stop reading now.
Where that ass, of course, is the segment where we play what was sent in to the podcast.
Who dat is?
Here's something that was sent into the podcast. Hopefully it doesn't take too long because we're already knee deep in an episode.
Hey guys, Tab Akbar here in my office at Florida State University. I was calling to see if maybe this week you guys would be willing to do some sort of game where you really get to the nitty-gritty about each other's characters. I know that Ask Harry a Question sort of lets you get to know Harry a little bit, but I want to know, like, what's the most personal, intimate thing you're willing to admit on
Ooh.
Air? Wow. The most just sort of in there thing that you're willing to talk about and discuss with two relative strangers on a very, very popular podcast. Thanks so much. Love the show.
That was Kaveh Akbar, a famous poet from the All Up In Your Ears podcast, available on iTunes.
He wants some dirt.
There's something
he
in the air tonight.
Dirt.
Everyone wants to know the shit. So guys, what's the most intimate thing that you're willing to admit on air? Meg, as always, we'll start with you.
All right. The most intimate thing. You know, I'll get serious for a minute.
Okay.
Right? We all have our crosses to bear. And I had a very special friend of mine pass away last night of an overdose.
Jeez.
It was very, very sad. One of my best friends that I grew up with. And I'm very happy to say that I am 5 years clean and sober.
That's amazing.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear about your friend.
Yeah. Because not everybody makes it, right? That's my intimate. But,
for sure. No, that's
you
great.
Know.
Yeah, that's
R.I.P. So if you have a problem, anybody have a problem out there, don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah, there's always help.
Because there's always help. And there's always hope.
Mm-hmm. Great. That was a nice message.
Exactly.
Man. Sorry about your friend.
It's all good. R.I.P. Kristen.
Let's have a moment of silence for Kristen.
Yeah, moment of silence for Kristen. She was a wacky, wacky soul.
Griffin, what do you got for us?
All right, ooh, tough to
woo!
Tough to follow.
Woo!
I guess. So when I was, I don't know how old I was, but I was like younger, you know, like early teenager, whatever. I was like institutionalized in a like psychiatric hospital.
What?
Yeah, because I'm just like always just trying to kill myself.
Oh, really?
That's okay.
Yeah. So and I've been on. I was medicated after that for like a VLT very long time,
uh-huh.
And basically until I turned like 18 or 19, then I kind of went cold turkey, and I still obviously as like someone who has like major depression, like you know you have good days and you have bad days. Yeah, exactly. So echoing that sentiment, like if you are you know if that is a problem that you have, don't be afraid to get help, even like you know,
totally.
Like even institutionalization.
Yeah.
You know, which was like a rough experience to go through, but ultimately, like, I am not, you know, dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is definitely great.
Horrible.
Yeah.
That's why we're blessed, because we're all here.
Exactly right. Yeah, we made it. Yeah.
We fucking went through our shit and came out the other side.
Yeah.
Like, and so can you.
Yeah. Remember that time I ghosted that guy?
Yeah, like, exactly. And really Harry made
and
it.
Harry made it.
Harry made it through.
Very blessed.
Harry
Very
made
blessed.
It through.
Well, that was nice. Oh, that was a nice, what a nice time.
Yeah.
We're willing to go deep.
Some intimate shit.
Yeah, truly, yeah.
Good, fucking just spilled the beans, y'all.
Good stuff. Let's hope that this next call is just as emotionally raw.
Hey, Harry. Hello to the new guests on the show.
Hello.
This is former guest Austin Swales.
Great
coming
name.
From you live downtown Indianapolis. Today I want to talk about fruit and vegetables. There's a huge debate. Maybe it's been solved. Don't know. Is tomato a fruit or a vegetable? I hate tomatoes personally. I like tomato-based items such as salsa and ketchup. But I don't care for tomatoes at all. So, is there a fruit and or vegetable or food in particular that you just hate? Mm-hmm. Again, mine's tomatoes. Yours can be something similar, like...
cut off. My phone just died, but we get the gist.
Oh,
guys, what foods do you hate?
I agree with him on tomatoes. I'm warming up to the raw ones, but I would prefer ketchup and pasta sauce. Mm-hmm. And another thing that made when I heard him talk was it made me think about olives and how much I fucking hate olives.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? Is that a fruit or is it a vegetable?
I'm not sure
and
what
it is.
And
they smell so bad.
I think I've only eaten olives once.
I can't
It was
eat.
On New Year's Ugh. Eve.
Seriously?
2014, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did... It seems like just by happenstance you eat olives. I don't know, way more than that?
No, it was just. I think it was just like, it was New Year's Eve, I was drunk, my friend was also drunk, and he's like, you've never had olives? Eat all these olives. And I'm like, okay. So I ate the olives. And I don't remember their taste. I think they're really briny.
Were they like the green ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it.
There's a lot of things I haven't tried, a lot of foods I haven't tried, mm-hmm. just seafood in general.
Expand your horizons, man. There's a lot of cool stuff out there.
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of been doing that. I had a burrito for the first time 2 years ago.
Are you serious?
That's unbelievable. That's a joke.
I had sushi for the first time a year ago.
You're lying to us.
No, it's true. I have a burrito-versary where on, like, so I had sushi a year to the day after I had a burrito for the
like
first time.
I was like that with sushi, too, though.
Yeah, and even now
I only
like,
ate sushi 2 years ago.
I've had it, but I'm still bad.
The raw
like,
kind.
I'm not good at eating it. Like I don't know what's what, and it's like not not like a treat for me.
Yeah,
people
are
like, we're getting sushi, and I just get really anxious.
But, worried about your choices.
About choices. About
everybody
like,
got
if
choices.
Like, if I like
get a spicy tuna roll, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
And pieces of raw salmon. That's
I'm
good.
Into that.
That's safe.
What's the
that's
thing
safe.
With like the thing over the like? It's like you got a thing.
Do you like that
you
crunchy chipotle mayo?
What? I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I won't, but I don't know. That's something I really hate, though. I really hate, I just like a real fishy fish. I mean, I just have yet to get used to any of that sort of thing.
What do you mean?
Cod? Like, if someone gave you, like,
wouldn't
cod,
even
would you
know the difference, but, I word, would, but I'd smell it and I'd be
I agree.
Like,
what about shellfish?
I had mussels once.
Mussels are okay.
My boyfriend and I went to New Hampshire.
Oh, good place for mussels.
Yeah.
How do you feel about oysters? I think that's a very divisive food.
I've not had them yet. I
think oysters are mussels. Mussels are pretty good.
Mussels, they just sort of tasted like the stuff that they were in, and like you, the act of eating them was interesting. But
exactly.
I want to try. I haven't had lobster. I'm looking forward to
lobster's super good.
Getting into that, I've heard as much. But
crab, gotta go for some crab too.
I have a whole list. I should write it down. Anyway, what do you hate, Griffin?
I think avocados are so fucking overrated.
Really?
Yeah. I love avocados.
No, I know, like everyone else in the world. Well, someone told me that it was like a genetic thing where there's like a X large segment of the population that like can't taste avocados in the way that other people can.
Huh.
And like that could be one person told me that once, so
they
that's certainly a lie.
Bland.
But yeah, they taste like nothing to me.
Yeah.
They are pretty bland, to
what
be honest.
What about guacamole?
Yeah, but I mean, like guacamole often has like a lot of like
other
additives. Yeah, other stuff in there.
Sure.
Yeah, so guacamole, I am slowly getting on board with, but yeah. I would never like ask for it.
Also, sure. Some people that are obsessed with avocados, if you eat, I know this girl that eat like 2 avocados a day, and she don't understand why she can't lose weight.
Yeah,
they are rich in calories. Fat, yeah. Dog, yeah. Like
true.
You just dug yourself in a 5,000 calorie hole, honey.
Yeah, avocados. I think I had my first avocado like 2 years ago.
Yeah, me too, Harry. 2014, right? Yeah, I started trying like a lot of new foods.
Yeah, it was shortly after
I crab for the first time in 2014.
Crab, but I'm looking into it. All right, great. So that's an announcement. Sorry about that. Would have been, imagine that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Blah, would have been crazy.
A true nightmare.
Yeah. All right, so what the boo? Oh, we were going to play. Oh, yeah.
Who dat at?
Who dat at? Who dat at? So this is a game where I have taken at replies to a certain Twitter account, and I'm going to give you my phone and scroll through tweets, and based on, or I guess I'll just show them to you, and you'll read them,
mm-hmm.
and I'll, and based on the clues, you'll have to guess who the Twitter account is that is receiving these tweets.
And you're not going to pull a fast one on us, right? These are all like known figures.
It's just one figure.
Just one figure, okay.
Yeah, I'm not pulling a fast one. They are all real tweets to this person that you
that we have to guess who the person is.
Yeah, and you have to guess who the person is. I can't get it to display the way that I need. I frankly need it to. So we're just gonna take a quick break.
Who did it? Who did it?
Great. Who did it? All right. So who? Meg, as always, we'll start with you. Can you read this?
When are you guys going to start sponsoring eSports?
And who's that from? Can you read the...
From T.A. Scumbag at Unclean Casuals.
All right. So that's the first tweet. When are you guys going to start sponsoring eSports? Any guesses about who this might be? They'll get easier as it goes on.
Oh, so it's got to be some big brand, right? Because they would potentially... They have the potential to be a sponsor.
That's
I have no clue, honestly.
So they probably are sponsoring non-eSports, a.k.a. sports, currently. But I couldn't guess yet.
Okay. Well, we can go on to the next week. Griffin, this one's yours to read.
All right. please don't pull out. And that was sent by a professional waffer at Xavier the Waff.
All right. So any ideas now?
So it must be a sponsor who is threatening to pull out of some sort of a... arrangement or
must
something.
Must be.
Must be, but I don't know.
No guesses yet?
Not yet.
No.
We'll go on to the next.
Oh, yeah. Who is... I'm sure everyone listening is right. This snaps right by the microphone. Oh, it's like... Who's like a... Is it like PayPal or someone who's about to pull out from one of the Carolinas over...
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were going to move there.
But it's not them.
It's not that. Good, that's a great guess,
though.
It's not PayPal. Here's the next one, Meg.
This is from Aiden. Sorry, Aiden. At Aiden Cliche. My son loves you.
Something that a son would love.
Weird. Is it Hillary Clinton?
It's not Hillary Clinton.
Please don't pull out. Wait, is it... Bernie Sanders?
It's not Bernie Sanders. All right, great. Here's the next one.
what does this always mean? So, Green Day? Blue Day. At Domos_Rage tweeted, give me Cummies, Big Daddy.
C-U-M-M-I-E-S.
Give me Cummies, Big Daddy. And then there's a tilde.
Yeah, there is. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. That recontextualizes the whole tweet.
Interesting.
Huh. Any ideas?
Absolutely none.
No.
Jay-Z?
That's a great guess, but no, it's not Jay-Z.
Hell of a guess.
Meg, here you go.
This is from Murden Whitefall. That's a Murden, Mirden with two R's. That's at the Murden. Just curious, has there ever been a cinnamon variety?
So we can assume this is like some sort. Is this a chip? Is this Oreos?
Is that your guess?
I am guessing it's Oreos.
It's some kind of brand.
It's not Oreos. but not a bad guess.
Thank you.
No problem. This game involves a lot of rejection, but we're still having a lot of fun.
Just like Larry. Cinnamon Wheat Thins. We could be onto something here.
No, it's not.
Give me Cummy's Big Daddy Wheat Thins. Of course, their famous marketing slogan. We were such fools not to pick up on that.
All right, so here's the next tweet. Wait, is this you?
This is me. Yeah.
It's Griffin's turn.
Jeremy Hill at Jeremy_plays_GTA tweeted, "How come you're blocking off furries?" Parentheses. I'm not calling myself a furry. I just want to know. End parentheses.
How come you're blocking all the furries? I'm not calling myself a furry. I just want to know.
If you're a furry, just own it. Like, right? I'm a furry, and I feel, you know, discriminated against.
Also, like, their picture like a furry, little furry drawing of a lady.
So they are a furry.
Yeah, they're clearly a furry.
Okay,
hate
furry.
Hate to see such cowardice.
Furry.
Wow. God, who's in the blocking furry game?
Who's sponsoring all these furries?
I feel like I've heard about this somewhere. I'm just trying to think of what... Corporate overlord.
Furbies.
It's not Furbies. All right. Here's the next one.
This is from Lemmy Cosmos. And then it's at Lemony Cosmos. Whatever happened to the cinnamon crunchers?
Crunchers spelled with a K.
Yeah.
Crunchers with a K.
The cinnamon crunchers.
So we have cinnamon.
Is this Captain Crunch?
It is not Captain Crunch.
Fuck.
Puffins?
Not puffins.
Is it the species? A flightless bird.
The cereal puffins.
Griffin, here's the next one.
Maddie Ice at Matt Ward Chess tweeted, "Choke me, daddy."
I'm saying daddy
so much more today than I do on, I don't know, on a monthly basis.
No guesses on that one?
Choke me daddy.
I think the closest I've gotten is Wheat Thins, correct? Am I getting warm with Wheat Thins?
You guys generally are getting warmer.
Okay, with the product.
You guys
product.
Are both moving in the right direction.
So it seems like it's sort of like big a food product.
Yeah. A food product, right.
Which one has a daddy that would choke, though? That's the question.
Interesting.
Is it Burger King?
It's not Burger King, but it's an interesting insight into your own
cinnamon
psyche.
Cinnamon fries.
I wouldn't read into it.
Cinnamon freedom fries.
It's not cinnamon freedom fries or chicken freedom fries. Go on next. Here you go.
This is from Ida at Joy Malik. Fuck me, daddy. Emoji, cry face, squirt, tiger, eggplant, fingers, tongue.
And fuck is with two C's, too.
Yeah, no K.
Fuck me daddy.
So we know there's a daddy. It's just a question of figuring out who this enigmatic daddy in fact
is. Who is this daddy that won't fucking hand out the cinnamon? No.
Withholding for the cinnamon. God, what daddies are even in the cinnamon adjacent market, you know? Just trying to think. Is it a...
Ronald McDonald?
Megan is not Ronald McDonald, I'm sorry.
Chick-fil-A.
Is it Count Chocula?
It's neither Chick-fil-A nor Count Chocula. Let's go to this next tweet.
All right. So Young Pharaoh, Young of course spelled with just a U, at Mr. Motion 14 tweeted, "My cereal was all crumbs. Send me free cereal."
We're getting close.
So it's a cereal.
Cereal.
Guys, you're doing a real great job.
Is it
Cheerios?
It's not Cheerios.
Wheat Thins.
Is it Lucky Charms?
It's not Lucky Charms. All right, next one.
At H03 at Nephilim_Gabe, feed me Frosted Flakes with your dick.
All right, so this is Frosted Flakes.
Who are they tweeting at?
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger is correct.
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, and it would make sense why they would block furries.
Okay. Furries have taken a real liking to Tony the Tiger.
I wonder why.
Interesting.
For baffling reasons.
He's like had to start like blocking furries and...
Hate to see it happen.
If you click on
a
Tony the Tiger...
What is a furry?
Well, a furry is an individual that...
Or a group of individuals
that enjoy anthropomorphic like animal creatures. Mm-hmm. So like Tony the Tiger or like Disney, like the weird, like the fox from like Robin Hood and Disney.
They're just really
into all that. And like they may dress up in like mascot costumes and go to conventions, or they might just enjoy it in the company of their own homes. But that is what a furry is.
Nice.
A lot of furries are very quick to say that it is not inherently sexual.
Yeah.
It is 80%.
They watch furry porn.
Enough of them do where I think it's very linked with
like
that
Tony the
group.
Tiger, like fucking Winnie the Pooh and shit like that, right?
Yeah, that's gotta be a thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Tony the Tiger / Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Okay, so that was Who Dat At?
Who Dat At? Who Dat At?
Who is it?
So we're doing great here. So we are
doing great.
Thanks. I need that. Here's a little game. We're almost wrapping things up, but here's a game that's a very encouraging game with a very problematic title.
Okay.
Now I've accepted the fact that it's a problematic title.
Okay.
But it is still a very encouraging game.
Okay.
So the name of the game is Hey Bitch Yada. Let me hear that opening theme to Hey Bitch Yada.
Hey Bitch Yada.
When we say bitch, we mean it in a fun, ironic way rather than a misogynistic tone.
Yada.
Thank you. Yes. So, guys, this game is all about encouraging you to do things you've never done before. So, Meg, we're going to start with you, and you're going to tell me something you've never done before. But keep in mind, there is an incorrect answer. That is what everyone always says when I ask them what they've never done before. And if you guess that, you don't get to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But don't stress out too much about
it. I was like
it.
Something like, I'd never been skydiving.
That's
or
exactly
some
what
shit.
It is.
the exact first thing that came to my mind was skydiving.
Yeah.
Nailed
it's weird.
Called that shit. Called that shit?
It's a weird thing. You absolutely did. The amount of people that say skydiving, it's baffling.
I've never been skydiving before.
Fuck those other guys.
Yeah.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
All right, Meg, so tell me something you've never done before. And remember, this is an encouraging game, so it shouldn't be something like that I wouldn't want to encourage you to do, necessarily, unless that's the way you want to play it.
Never have I ever... I've never stolen milk from the grocery store.
You've never stolen milk from the grocery store?
I have not.
It can be pretty expensive sometimes.
And I've never spilled it either.
You've never spilled any milk in your life?
You've spilled milk.
No, I don't fucking touch milk.
Oh.
It's nasty.
Oh. All right. Well, still. Hey, Meg, have you ever stolen milk from the grocery store?
I have not, sir.
Hey, bitch, yada.
Yada.
See, it's fun. It's fun. Griffin, what's something you've never done before?
What is something I have never done before? I've never been in a relationship.
You've never been in a relationship?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
For real?
23 years old.
I mean, I'm in my first real relationship, and that started like...
I've never
ago.
Even been in like a fake, really, relationship.
That you could ghost on?
Oh, well, I mean like... Well, if we're counting like things you can ghost on, sure. Based on the amount of ghosting I've done, then I guess those were all. But not really.
Yeah, sure.
I don't count
yeah.
them.
No, yeah. I'm turning 29 on Thursday, and I am in an 8-month relationship that is my first real relationship.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so
See,
much.
See, I'm a serial monogamous.
Yeah. What's your longest relationship been?
2 years.
2 years? That's a good amount of time.
I haven't really made it past that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel
I usually do 8 months to a year, and then it's usually done.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's weird, uncharted territory for me, because I'm like, I don't know what
I
am.
Yeah, right? I'm feeling strong about this one, though.
About my relationship?
Yeah, about your relationship and my relationship.
Yeah, I've met your girlfriend. She's lovely.
Yeah, Clara. My mm-hmm. other one, she was bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes they are.
Sometimes they are, and sometimes you just got to learn, right?
Oh, Griffin, have you ever been in a serious relationship before?
You know, I actually never have.
Hey, bitch, yada.
Ow, ow.
Ow.
Great
stuff.
Yeah, so that's that game. It's fun. You know, whatever. Who cares?
Don't be so down on yourself.
Oh, Harry.
I mean,
you're collapsing like a house of cards.
This podcast is almost done. You know, it's like I'm running, winding down. I just, you know, I want it to go on forever. I guess we could play these other couple of games just to make it last longer. What do you guys feel?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You guys want to? Listeners, do you want to hear more? You do?
Well, anybody out there?
They really, really do.
All right, so I guess we'll play a quick game of Wikihoodia. Let me hear that opening theme to Wikihoodia.
Wikihoodia!
Wikihoo!
Great. Wikihoodia. How this will work is I have a Wikipedia page from a celebrity.
Cool.
I will tell you right now, it is not a mascot for a cereal chain.
Disappointing.
And I will read you... I'll give you a like the line, like the category name, and then read you a brief selection from that. And we'll go back and forth just like we did with the other game. And then the first one to guess who the celebrity is wins the prize.
Wow. Wow.
Ready?
A prize? Wait, well, did you say prize?
It's like a more of like a figured
symbolic
prize.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the first one is early life, Meg. Early life.
Okay.
Blank graduated from Miami in 1995 with a bachelor degree of general studies. With a bachelor of general studies degree in criminology and psychology.
Ooh.
He joined the Calgary Stampeders of the Canadian Football League in 1995. So this person graduated from Miami with a criminology and psychology
degree. It's probably some football player.
And then he joined the Calgary Stampeders in 1995. Would you like to make a guess?
Randy Moss.
It is not Randy Moss. Is that a football player?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Randy Moss.
Okay.
Good guess, though.
Thank you.
Again, there is a lot of rejection in this game. Just like life. Griffin, up next is acting career.
Okay.
Blank also continued to act on television, including an episode of the Disney Channel show Cory in the House titled Never the Dwayne Shall Meet.
Never the Dwayne Shall Meet. Is it, my current strategy is, I think it might be a Canadian actor. So I joined the CFL. Is it, what's his name? Ryan Reynolds.
It is not Ryan Reynolds. Good guess.
Canadian actor. I was saying football. Shit.
Well, they graduated from Miami too. So keep that in mind. Hmm. Up next is discography.
Oh.
It's a very multi-talented person.
Whoa.
A triple threat.
A renaissance person.
So they performed the song Pie on WWF The Music Volume 5.
Grimes.
Grimes surprisingly was never in the Canadian Football League.
She should have been though.
She had great spirit. No. But fine, but admirable
guess. I
love
Grimes.
She's great. Did you see her Coachella set? Listen, I don't care about your Coachella, but it was pretty good.
I don't know.
It's on YouTube. Check it out. Or don't. Whatever. I don't care. Real life. Griffin, you have other awards and honors is what's up next.
Okay.
In 2003, this person won the Kids' Choice Award for Best Male Butt Kicker.
Could this possibly be... You know, I'm just going to go with my instincts. I know this is wrong. I know there's a lot of reasons why this isn't correct.
All right.
Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
It is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Congratulations.
Damn, my next guess was going to be Drake.
Very similar.
He's Dwayne Canadian? Johnson.
Wow, I can't believe I pulled that together.
Yeah, you did. You nailed it.
Wow.
No, I don't think he's Canadian. I think he just joined. Like, I think it's just easier to join the Canadian.
It's much easier to get into the CFL.
I had a English teacher, Mr. Panasek, that joined the CFL. He also joined the XFL. Do you guys remember the XFL?
Yeah, it was like a competitor that was like less rules,
yeah,
more
and, like,
crazy.
You'd like win money for like kicking field goals.
For real?
Yeah, it was cool. It lasted a season. So that's that game. Wikihoodia. Good job, everybody. Up next is okay. So this is a newer segment that I've been doing for like the last 8 months or so. It's called Relationship Corner. It's where I solicit advice for my relationship because I've never been in a relationship before and I know what I'm doing.
I have a lot of experience.
Yeah, well,
I'd love to impart.
So let me hear that opening theme to Relationship Corner.
We're in the Relationship Corner.
Where we're breaking a lot of hearts.
And putting them back together.
Oh, yeah.
Relationship Corner. So, Meg, Griffin, what do I do?
Well, so you have current
specifically.
Do you have a problem?
No, everything's going great. But what do I do?
Communicate, baby.
You just gotta communicate. You know what? Griffin is right. Griffin is correct.
Communication.
Be open about your expectations.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
you are absolutely coming up with it. Damn, oh. I think Griffin is ready. Griffin. For a relationship.
Griffin, do you think you're ready for a relationship?
I do not think I'm ready for a relationship.
You do know the key elements.
I spend a lot of time counseling other people on their relationships. Oh, okay. And I'd like to think I like give good advice. Yeah. But I never put in practice myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
Fascinating little world we live in, I guess.
I guess.
I got one thing to add on to Griffin's. Yes, communication is important. And whatever you said, something about that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that too. But another thing, a reason why I feel like I leave my relationships so early is because I get disappointed in a person.
Disappointed how?
You know, because everybody's, you're going to be disappointed at one point or another in your life by somebody. Somebody's going to end up disappointing you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stay or do you leave? I usually leave.
Sure.
But if you can stay, then that's real love.
Yeah.
Right?
That's nice.
Right? People end perfectly good relationships by being disappointed.
I think that's very true. That's very wise.
Right?
That was good. That was a good relationship corner, guys.
We give good advice.
Yeah, that was pretty tight. And that's what I'm going to do in this next relationship is try that.
Great. Me too, I guess.
Do you ever get disappointed, Harry?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I just have, at least going in up to this point, like I sort of had low expectations, I think, with not with this person, not with this person, but just like generally.
Yeah.
So it's like, this relationship has been weird because I went into it sort of like not expecting anything. Like, just sort of, like, just being like, I'll do whatever and then hope everything works out. And it just, everything's been great.
That's how to do it.
It's nice. But I don't know. Like, it is weird. Because, like I said earlier, this is, like, I don't know what, this is all, as, and counting the longest relationships I've been in, et cetera. And like I said, he's great. Everything's going great. But
there you go.
Who knows?
You never fought yet?
I mean, not for like more than not like in a big bad way.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
That's good.
Things you can get.
That's
past.
Real good. Yeah, that's real good, Harry.
Yeah, it's going really well. Great guy. Coming to my party on Friday. You'll meet him.
Can't wait to shake his hand.
Yeah.
I seen a picture of him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Handsome little dude. Anyway, that's Relationship Corner. Let me hear that closing theme.
Relationship corner.
We learn about life and we learn about love.
Love.
Great, relationship corner. All right, so guys, that pretty much brings us to the end of this here podcast.
There we go.
I think we did a great job.
I think
really
so too.
Did.
I think it was a fun journey.
Yeah, this has been super fun. I feel so close to both of you.
There's
like
a lot of like ups and downs and emotions.
It's really intimate hour.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, how can people, Meg, we'll start with you. How can people find you on the internet?
Uncle Meg, one and only. If you Google me, you'll find my music on SoundCloud and YouTube and Instagram. I got two. Let me tell you this. Speaking of stealing domains and shit. On Instagram, I'm Uncle_Meg because some bitch like with two kids that's like blonde in the Midwest got the regular one.
God damn it.
So if you're out there and you're listening to this, like, just DM me, honey.
All right.
We'll talk. I'm not hating. I'm just saying, like, you know, this is a brand issue.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
We need to discuss this via direct messages.
You got to get... That's why you got to get UncleMeg.com before she
decides
to start
a
fucking
blog. Exactly, before I fuck it up again.
This woman is unstoppable.
Her media empire went up and stopped. So Google Uncle Meg, Google Handjob Academy. There's a lot of great
Handjob
stuff.
Handjob Academy has a lot of great.
HandjobAcademyMusic.com.
We got a lot of great music out there.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to? Anything else you got going on? We're just Googling
it. I have a show on Wednesday.
Okay, I think this will come out tomorrow. So
where's the show?
It's at. Let me get my a flyer out. Hold on one second. One second.
We're holding on. How you doing over there?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Doing really good.
This is a on Wednesday, April 27th, 2016, at Gold Sounds Bar and Venue, which is a new venue in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Okay. I think it's off the Housie L. All
right.
But it's live music from 8 until 11:30 p.m. Then you can go to bed or you can party until 2 a.m.
Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty fun. Lots of rappers, and we're going to fucking kill it.
Great. So check that out.
Yeah.
Griffin, what about you? What do you got going on? You got that crazy Twitter that I
got that crazy. Oh, I love it. It's so nice.
What's
I appreciate
your Twitter,
it.
Griffin?
You're very funny on Twitter.
Thank you. I try too hard, so I'm glad it works. It's at Griffin Cognito. So that, or at Griff Incognito.
Also great.
Yeah,
name.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and that is the only place you can find me. Don't add me on Facebook. I probably won't accept you if I don't know you.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Well, guys, that's it.
We did it. We did do it.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
I think it was.
Is this you?
It is me. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just followed you, Griffin.
I'll follow you back.
Great. I'll follow both of you. I already follow you, but I'll make sure to follow you. Are you two underscores on Twitter as well, Meg, or are you just Uncle?
No, Mark? Just Uncle.
Great. Great. All right.
Just Uncle.
So this has been Harris. It's just episode 99. We only had a couple more of these guys, and I mean, it should be one more, but there'll be another
like
one.
Like 101 Dalmatians.
I think that even this is like technically episode like 100 and like, six or something, because I've done a bunch of bonus stuff.
Yeah.
Because I just can't let go. You know, I don't want it to.
We can tell Harry. We can tell Harry.
Even this podcast,
you
want to
play all the games tonight. You want to get it all in.
If only we could have gotten.
It's like when you're quitting smoking and you just want to smoke all the cigarettes.
Don't bum a cigarette from Griffin when you leave.
Oh my God! Thank you for saying that. No, really, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
No problem. All right, guys. Well, I'll see you at my party on Friday, and I'll see all of you next time on Harry Says Yes. Thank you guys so much for being a guest.
No problem.
Of course. Bye-bye now.
Adios.
End of podcast.
I get up, and I get down, solo, I don't have no shadow. Things get rough, and I get mad, Lord help me, I can get so sad.
Fine, but there's also no pressure and it'll be okay. Everybody good? Does anyone want to say anything before the podcast starts that you don't want to say on the internet?
Remind me of your name. So
Meg.
Harry.
Meg Harry.
Griffin. Yeah.
Meg Griffin.
Right. Griffin.
Yeah. All right.
Meg.
No, Griffin, you gotta like be there.
I gotta be here?
Yeah.
All right.
They're not great mics.
I'm here.
You can bring it closer to your face if you want, or you can bring your face closer. If you put it up like this, you have like sort of, you can put it closer to the edge of the thing. Yeah, it should just do it if you.
Can I hold it like this too?
Yeah, you can take it out if you want. The mic stands are just a suggestion.
The mic stands are a prop. They're for show.
Yeah, they don't really work if you look closely.
they're not really holding this microphone.
They're not doing anything. It's just the power of suggestion. All right, so guys, I'm going to start pretty soon, and you'll know when because I'll switch into my podcast persona, which is a lot different from who I am normally.
A lot more hateful.
Yeah, I get there's like a lot more racial slurs. It's going to get weird, guys. Not really, though. Those are bad.